Podcasts, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophie and Hannah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. The Great Barrier Reef has seen an increase in pests, and humans could be the reason why. Blue-green algae is found in large rafts on the surface of the ocean, which researchers say is likely a result of human activity, like sewage treatment and fertilizer use. University of Queensland researchers say the outbreak of crown-of-thorn starfish is likely related to this algae bacteria blooming more frequently as the starfish indulge in the bacteria. This research brings us steps closer to giving coral reefs a break from invasive species.
Locals in the scenic rim west of the Gold Coast are reeling after witnessing a few minutes of light snowfall yesterday morning. In a video shared on Facebook by owners of a tourist lodge in the area, a light dusting of snow can be seen falling through the air. The owners said they felt lucky to have witnessed the weather event, saying they hadn't seen snow in the area, which lies just north of the Queensland border, since 2015. A low-pressure system in the Tasman Sea is responsible for bringing these cold temperatures to southern Queensland, as well as strong winds and rain.
In national news, Australia's leading mental health organisations are calling for an increased safety measures for young people on social media, ahead of a press conference in Sydney tomorrow. Reach Out, Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute have appealed the Joint Committee on Social Media and Australian Society to increase funding for research into social media use and mental health and implement evidence-based measures to increase user safety. Black Dog Institute Executive Director Professor Samuel Harvey says that while aspects of social media, such as increased socialization and peer interaction, are known to benefit mental health, other features like infinite scrolling and passive engagement were linked to increased anxiety and depression.
A joint study from the University of Melbourne and the University of Queensland has found that radical anti-feminism is Australia's most prevalent form of violent extremism. The study, which examined the responses of around 1,000 Australians, found that 19.4% of Australian men believed they should violently resist radical feminism, and 30% agreed with misogynistic ideals. Researcher Dr. Sarah Meager says these findings are evidence of a wider systematic issue of racism and sexism, which the judicial system and intelligence community must recognise as markers for violent behaviour in order to prevent more deaths to gendered violence.
In international news, Mayor of Paris Anne Hidalgo has made good on her word by swimming in the River Seine just before the Paris Olympics. Mayor Hidalgo was joined by members of her cabinet and Olympic officials who set out to prove that the river is safe and swimmable after over $1 billion was invested to clean it for the upcoming Olympic swimming events. Mayor Hidalgo says the Seine quality is now perfect and sees her swim as a great symbol the day before the athletes arrive.
For your weather today, Brisbane will be cool and sunny with some westerly winds. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.